Hey, Smutters.
Hey.
I just asked Troy if he was ready, and I hit play because he didn't say anything, and he goes no right after I hit play. So, how has your week been? I totally forgot the TV was on.
It has been, I mean, pretty good.
Yeah?
I mean, nothing great happened, but nothing really bad happened either.
Well, that's always a plus.
You know the old saying, no news is good news.
Exactly. I remember the first time I heard that saying, and I was, like, my dad said it, and I was like, that's the smartest thing ever, when I didn't get bills in the mail for the first time. But, yeah.
Now they make sure you get them when they email them.
Yeah, they do. You can't avoid it. But, so I have to tell y'all about my little adventure tonight. Troy didn't go. He got lucky.
Because I don't like going to the movies at 4. It's weird. Like, it's just, I don't know.
Let me tell you. The reason being I go so early, because, y'all, I had to go to the movies with our daughter and her boyfriend. I try to go early because when we went to see Jurassic Park and I paid for it, they both fell asleep. So I would much rather pay for like a matinee movie ticket than a nighttime movie ticket.
Was it a matinee?
I think it was. So anyway, so Troy didn't go. He kind of dodged a bullet. And these two just crazy kids, I swear, every time I let them go see a movie, they pick the scariest movie out. And I don't get to sit with them because it's their little date or whatever. So I have to sit by myself. So tonight's choice was the new terrifying movie, Smile.
I saw a baseball game where there was a cutout. It may have been a cutout or it could have been a real person because I only caught a glimpse of it on ESPN. But about the movie. And it was this girl standing there smiling, and it even caught the pitcher's attention. Like, he kept looking over at it, like, what in the world is going on?
Well, hang on. Because I found a picture, and I sent it to Daniel, or Ashlyn's boyfriend. Yeah. From the movie, one of those little meme things you can send of somebody smiling. And it was, y'all, that movie was terrifying. And not to mention, I sat by myself. Nobody, like, not even a stranger is sitting next to me. Like, I was literally by myself. Nobody to my left or my right. Usually when they do that, I can kind of sort of make friends with whoever's sitting next to me. I met two really nice ladies last time, and they were awesome. But this time, I was by myself. Now, there was a couple behind me. And every time something happened and I almost hit the roof of the movie theater, I think they were laughing at me because, holy crap, y'all, that movie has so many jump scares. And, like, you know it's coming, and you try to hide your eyes when you think it's going to be, and then you're like, oh, well, maybe not. And you look up, and there it is. So, I mean, good job to whoever did that movie. And, you know, it's, for me in scary movies, it's hard to get me. But those jump scares get me every single time.
Yeah, they do.
I hate them.
Especially with your mannerisms here lately and your being scared and stuff.
Troy, y'all, today I was standing there or sitting there talking to Troy. And he's like, what is wrong with your face? And apparently I was sitting there like twitching and stuff. Like, what was I doing?
I don't know. Speaking of which, since it's October 1st and it's the beginning of spooky season, this is something that we need to share with people because I forgot about it till just now.
What?
Do you remember when we moved into our last house and you thought it was haunted because the wine bottles. Remember the wine bottles?
I do remember that, but it turned out that our house really was haunted.
But do you remember the wine bottles and what happened?
That you kept moving them around and telling me that you didn't touch them?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, y'all, he kept me going.
For a long time.
For a very long time, yes. He, like,
would sneak around. Like, our kitchen and our living room, had, you know, it had two entrances. So if you went in one way, someone could go out the other. So I always made sure I timed it right to where she wouldn't notice that I was in the kitchen at any time. So.
Yeah, but he'd move the wine bottles around. And I love my wine. So I'd, you know, go to get some or whatever. And it's moved. And I'm like, what's going on? But then also from our vampire tours.
Or what?
Or I think I just made up a new word.
Our tours?
Our tours. Our vampire diary. Wow. I'm so tired, y'all. Our vampire diaries tour. We bought this little vial of like vervain and I had it on a ribbon and I always hung it in our kitchen. So sometimes that would go missing and it would be moved. Did you move that? Because I never knew for sure. You said you didn't, but I never knew.
We'll never know.
Because now, one time though, y'all, this is so scary because I've asked Troy about this a million times and his answer has not changed. One time I was looking for it in the kitchen, like it was totally gone. I couldn't find it. And I always had it tied, you know, to one of the handles on one of the cabinets. And Troy came in the kitchen. And I was like, where's the vervain? Because I knew he'd been messing with me. And he looked at me and smiled and walked out of the kitchen. And I was like, I just kind of stood there. I was like, what the hell? So I went to the bedroom and he's laying in bed. And I was like, are you not going to answer me? And he's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, I literally just asked you a question in the kitchen. He's like, I have not even been in the kitchen. Do you remember that?
Kinda.
But like, I literally saw him in the kitchen and he smiled at me and walked out of the kitchen. I don't think it was Troy because that house that we used to live in was majorly haunted. That we had so many things happen that we've talked about on the podcast before. But with that being said, we're going to jump on into tonight's story before I make up any new words. Touries.
That one was good.
That's a good one.
Oh wait, and you also need to talk about Hocus Pocus too.
Oh yes, we are. Y'all listen,
I didn't, of
course. I started by watching Hocus Pocus and then I watched Hocus Pocus 2 and I started it when Troy fell asleep because I knew he's not into it and that's fine. But I did watch Hocus Pocus 2. Y'all, that movie's wonderful. I loved it. I did not like the ending very much because I feel like myself that Winifred is a bad bitch and she wouldn't end it that way. So I didn't very much like the ending, but the rest of the movie was so great. I loved it. And, you know, a lot of people, I think they really liked the ending. So it was a very good movie. But I am so scared we're going to run out of time. If we've got time left later, we've got more to talk about. But tonight we are going to do a haunted ritual. It is that time of the month, y'all. Okay, so tonight's ritual is called the closet game. Okay, and you know, every time we do a ritual, I tell y'all not to do it. I don't care if y'all do it. But this one summons a demon. So good luck with that. And as we always say, if you decide to try it, let us know the outcome. So I'm going to go ahead and dive on into the directions on how you play. And then I have a nice experience that has happened to a young lady. And we will go over that. Sound good? Mm-hmm. Okay, so step one, make sure you have a box of matches and a closet to play. Ensure that night has fallen and the room your closet is within is in complete darkness. This game is best played within a quiet environment, so make sure that all electronics and distractions are turned off or muted. Step two. Enter your closet completely alone and shut the door behind you. Step 3. Turn around so that you are facing the door of the closet. You must remain here in complete darkness and silence for the next 2 minutes. Take one of the matches from its box and be prepared to light it. Then repeat the phrase, "Show me the light or leave me in darkness." Now you must wait. Step 5. After this has been completed, you must wait patiently, remaining completely silent and listen carefully to your surrounding environment. It is at this time you may begin to hear unexplained whispering. If you hear these whispers, you must light your match immediately. Reacting too slowly to strike the match could result in something evil grabbing you from behind and dragging you away into another realm. You might also hear nothing. In this case, you must under no circumstances look behind you. You should wait a little while longer before also proceeding to light your match. When you are ready to leave your closet and end the game, you should do so carefully. Open the door to exit and take care not to let the light from your match extinguish. If it happens to go out, immediately light another match. You do not want to be left in the darkness as you leave the closet. Once you are outside of the closet, switch on the light. The game has now come to a conclusion, yet your closet may never be the same. Going forward, from now on, you are strongly advised never to look inside of your closet or even open the door to it unless you have a light switch on. You could now have summoned a dark entity or even summoned a demon into your closet. It will remain there going forward. Supposedly, some who have played the game have reported strange activity to occur in and around their wardrobe. They have supposedly even been met with glowing red eyes peering back at them if the closet door is left open at night. So, that is how you play the game. And I didn't read all that because I knew it was when I was going over everything. I knew it was kind of the instructions and the experience of this lady that we have that actually did this game talks about after she did it, how she saw red eyes in her closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, we're going to get into that real quick because it's a fairly long little piece to read about her experience. And it's a cool girl, though. I love her. And she just sounds wonderful. So, let's start on this. And it's called The Ritual That Ruined My Life. Do you believe in the monster under the bed? What about the monster in the closet? No, neither did I until one Saturday night back I told you back in October in 2014. I was 17 years old at the time and was in the prime of my life. It was also nearing my favorite holiday of the year, Halloween. Well, it was my favorite day of the year. I was so happy that day because of a few reasons. My parents were out of town for a week, I had the house to myself, and I was in my senior year of high school. It was meant to be one of the best months of my life, but it quickly turned into the worst decision of my life. I was sitting in my room, which was no larger than an apartment bedroom, playing Battlefield 3 and eating some pizza that I ordered. Playing with the volume on 50% made the gaming experience that much better. I became so involved in the game that I didn't realize that the sun was beginning to set. My concept of time was almost non-existent. Eventually, I ended the game and turned my system off due to becoming ill-tempered with all the campers. Now, I'm going to stop right there because I'm a total camper on Call of Duty. And
yeah, you are.
I'm such a camper. And
what a sniper rifle.
No, I don't use a sniper rifle, but y'all, we're pretty good.
Well, we used to
be. We used to be pretty good at Call of Duty. We haven't played in a little while.
Because our PlayStation broke.
Our PlayStation is broken. But, you know, if you ever want to take us on, let us know.
I'll give you my game tag.
All right, back to the story. With all the campers killing me over and over again. After setting the controller down, I turned around to notice that the sun was setting on the horizon. There was a beautiful golden yellow tint that covered the sky. I stretched my body out and threw away the pizza box and the trash can outside. Upon returning inside my house, I started to hum "This is Halloween," trying to decide what to do next. I'll just watch some spooky videos. I walked back into my room and sat down on the bed and grabbed my phone. Surely watching scary videos couldn't do any harm, right? The question crossed my mind as my thumbs pulled up the YouTube app. Videos ranging from scary pop-ups to exploring haunted places was the perfect combination to getting into the Halloween mood. One video in particular caught my attention. I pray to God every day to go back in time and stop myself from watching that damn video. There was a video of a YouTuber trying the closet game ritual. He had to grab a box of matches and stand in his closet for 2 minutes and say a phrase. Afterwards, he would hear whispering and then would have to light one of the matches and walk out without turning around. I was intrigued, yet skittish to watch. After the video ended, I had a slight case of goosebumps and shrugged it off. To lighten the mood before going to bed, I decided to watch a stand-up comedy. The sun was now gone down and the sky was dimly lit. Hours must have gone by while watching the stand-up comedy because when I looked outside, the sky was engulfed by a lifeless dark night with eerie puffs of clouds partially covering the half moon. I turned the television off and was about to go to bed. However, curiosity of whether or not the closet video was real or fake continued to boggle my mind. Screw it. My feet began to move almost as if I didn't have control of them as it guided me towards the kitchen. I grabbed a box of matches and made my way back towards the darkened room. I stopped and hesitated in front of my closet, which was a small walk-in closet with a pivoting door and a generic doorknob. Sucking in a large amount of air, I inched my way into my closet and I closed the door.
Making my way downtown.
Yes. Grabbing a match and holding it out in front of me, I began to wait for the 2 minutes. Counting in my head seemed to take minutes, seemed like hours. Adrenaline started to pump through my veins as I neared the 2 minute mark. My fingers began to tingle and become numb. 157, 158. 159, 2. I then said the phrase that still gives me anxiety, "Show me the light or leave me in the darkness." Silence. Nothing but silence. No whispers, nothing falling off the shelves, not even a generic boogeyman showed up. Before I could even make a sigh of relief, I heard something I never thought I would hear. A deep, low growl came from behind me. It sounded as if it was right next to my ear. I was screaming profanity like there was no tomorrow. I struggled to light the match, but my hands were too shaky to even keep it steady. The match finally struck the box correctly and lit. Tears were streaming down my eyes as I carefully made my way out of the closet and slammed the door behind me. I blew out the match and ran out of my room. Minutes passed as I finally regained my bearings. My head turned to the clock that was on the wall and realized it was around 2300. What is 2300?
11.
11? I cleared
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind. We'll talk about that later.
I cleared my eyes and my tears and headed back towards my room. Coming to terms with what happened, my brain started to formulate reasonable explanations for what had happened. The house I lived in was old and sometimes it did creak. Yes, that must have been it. The house is just making noise. Nothing to worry about. It's just the house making noise. Old houses make noise, right? It's just an old house and an old house makes noise. Now, keep in mind, y'all, her parents were out of town for the weekend, so it's just her. Or for the whole week, I think. I walked back into my room to find the closet door closed and the match still on the floor. Just an old house. Just an old house. Old houses make noise. I repeated those words over and over as I picked up the match and I threw it away. I cautiously made my way back towards my bed and pulled the blankets over my body. Later that night, I slept for about 4 hours before waking up to the sound of my closet door creaking open. My heart skipped a couple of beats, or might as well have just dropped in general, because it felt like I couldn't breathe. I slowly turned my head around to face my closet. Staring right back at me were two blood red glowing eyes. I froze in my place. I couldn't look away. I couldn't scream. I couldn't do anything. My eyes were glued to these red dots. They were not blinking or even moving. A massive chill ran down my spine as I noticed my room getting colder. I soon broke free from this trance and did the only thing I knew how to do. Pull the covers over my face so I couldn't see anything. That helped for a minute or two. Unfortunately, as soon as I started to calm down a bit, I felt weight on my body as if someone had laid on top of me. I panicked, and within an instant, I could see the same two red eyes burning its glow through the blanket that was over me. I began to cry and scream, eventually pulling blankets down and scream, "Go away." I looked around the room to find it was empty and my closet door was closed. I looked at my phone real quick and noticed it was 3:35. My heart sank and I passed out. Okay. Yeah. Daytime came and I woke up again. I pulled my blankets down and immediately looked at my closet door that was still closed. Was that a dream? Shaking my head in disbelief, I walked out of my room and went about my day, trying to forget what had happened during the night. Upon evening's arrival, I had cheered up some and even began to laugh a bit. I figured that it must have been a dream and nothing more. Night quickly approached and it was rapidly nearing my bedtime. I didn't want to be too tired for school the next day. I tucked myself into bed and watched a couple animal videos before falling asleep. Similarly to the previous night, I woke up to the sound of my closet door steadily open. My eyes darted open and my heart started to race. This is just a dream. Just look at the eyes and you'll wake up, just like last night. My lips were quivering with fear. I closed my eyes, looked at the closet door, and opened them back up. Nothing was what I saw. A massive amount of air escaped my lungs as I laughed and I smiled. It was nothing all along. My smile soon faded as I turned back around and saw a dark silhouette of a person in the corner of my room. I was fixated on this thing. It was crouched at the corner of the room as if it had been watching me all night. Most terrifying of all, it had white holes where its eyes should be. It didn't move, it didn't speak, and it didn't even blink. Two soulless white holes staring into mine. "Go away," I screamed at it. "Leave me alone." I was too frightened to get up and leave. "Please, God, make it leave me alone." After I said that out loud, it retreated back into my closet. Once again, I passed out. A loud ringtone jingle woke me up. My alarm had gone off. I remember after turning off my alarm, I just grabbed my shoes and backpack and ran as fast as I could out of my room. I drove myself to school and could not have been happier to get out of that house. I can't remember all the details, but at school that day, they had a Bible study group that came and visited during the lunch hour. I went there and spent the duration of lunch with the group. I even bought myself a crucifix that was blessed by a priest. Never thought I would be so happy to be at school, but in the end, as the old saying goes, all good things must come to an end. The final bell for school rang, and it was time for me to head back home. I finally got home and walked back into my room. I threw my backpack down on the floor and just stared at my closet door. I walked to the garage and grabbed a nail and hammer and made my way back. I pulled my cross from my backpack and walked up to my closet. I hammered the nail in about halfway or so before putting the cross on it. Once I did, I felt a massive temperature change in my room. It was no longer the cold, lifeless feeling I had before. Instead, it was a warm, comforting feeling. Please, God, forgive me for what I had done. Nighttime rolled around, and as I tucked myself into bed, I was scared to think of what might happen this time. Once more, I watched some animal videos before going to bed. I slept, finally, and woke up again, but this time it wasn't to the sound of my closet door opening. It was to the sound of my alarm clock going off, reminding me to get ready for school. I believe about a month went by without any occurrences happening, aside from the usual hauntings we have at our house. I finally was able to go back into my closet without fear. Everything was getting better as well. Parents were back, it was almost Thanksgiving, and I was getting back to my normal life. However, the dreams I had continued to plague me. I remember one of the mornings I woke up and did my normal routine before school. I walked into my closet to grab a new pair of clothes when I must have accidentally bumped into my closet door and knocked the crucifix off because I heard a loud thud on the floor. I looked down and saw it laying on the ground, but before I could react, I felt the overwhelming and all too familiar lifeless cold temperature surround me. Chills ran down my arms and legs. The small light on the ceiling flickered before burning out. I screamed. Before being able to run out, the door in front of me slammed shut. I tried turning the doorknob and ramming the door open, but it wouldn't budge. I heard the heart-wrenching sound of a low, deep growl coming from behind me, but didn't dare turn around. I instead dropped to my knees and started to recite the Lord's Prayer as best as I could. Upon finishing it, the door unlocked, and I quickly ran out with my hands shaking and my heart beating out of my chest. I slammed the door and put the cross back up, promising to never let it fall again. After that, I never had any more bad experiences with my closet. Just dreams every night. I graduated high school and went to college for my nursing assistant's license. I moved shortly after into a new house and began working at a hospital. Never again did I mess with rituals. Though at my new place, I still have a cross on my closet door. It gives me a sense of comfort, and I never do know if whatever that thing was decided to follow me. Please, if you're reading this, I beg of you, do not, under any circumstances, play the closet ritual. I warned you, and do not hold any accountability if you play this game. But if you want to keep your sanity and your life in order, do not play this game or any rituals. And that is that.
Huh.
Now, I do have to say, our little girl, I was asking her what she thought about this game, because she looks this kind of stuff up sometimes. And if you want to look on YouTube, she said that Sam and Kobe did an episode where they play the closet game. And I'm sure you can find that on YouTube. I love Sam and Kobe. That's such a good show. But I saw several other stories or experiences about the closet game. And they were so crazy. Like, one girl was like, she said she was dragged or something, and it was like when she came back, she asked her mom what year it was, and 7 years had passed, and she saw another her standing in the closet. It was really weird, and I didn't know if that one was very believable, and, you know, it may have happened, it may not, but I really liked this story because I love the girl in the story, you know, her being a little gamer and, you know, singing the night before Christmas, and, you know, so I just liked her, and I thought that that would be a good one. So, what did you think? Are you all for playing the closet game now?
No. You know how I am about these games. It's not going to happen. You, regardless if there's a 95%, 99% chance nothing's going to happen, you're still asking yourself to be put in that situation. So, hail to the no.
You're absolutely right. You are opening yourself up and inviting demons by doing this ritual. Now, if that is something you want to do, I say go for it. Do your thing. But I wouldn't, because demons are never a good thing to have in your house. So
no, it's like having a little chihuahua.
But yeah, I mean, don't do it. Now, I was going to do a ritual tonight about a mirror and seeing, it was called Alternate Soul. And I may go back to that one. But I've learned that when you look into a mirror, and if you look at yourself long enough in the mirror, your face will start to contort. And it's basically because your brain gets bored and your brain makes up scenarios on your face, you know? So I didn't know how I really felt about that one, if that was just your brain playing tricks on you. So we can get back to that one, but it wasn't really my favorite. So I figured a closet game would be a good one. Plus, everybody I figured has a closet at home and or have access to a closet. So if they wanted to try it, then they could.
Yeah, I still wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't either. But I did, while we still have some time. I think I'm psychic now.
Oh, Lord.
I am. Y'all, let me tell y'all why.
Going on a toursy?
Toursy. That's my new word, TM. So, let me tell y'all about what happened yesterday.
It's called ESPN.
Listen, I was leaving work and I was driving home. And if any of y'all experience this, drop us a DM and Instagram, because I'm convinced I'm a psychic. My third eye is open. And, you know, I've always had little experiences like this, but this one just shook me. So I was driving home and I had like this feeling, like not a premonition, but just like this feeling. And it terrified me. It was, you know, I felt like I was going to get in a wreck yesterday. So, like, to the point where I was scared. Like, I was driving on the interstate and I was, it was almost like, you know, the movie, what you call it, where they.
You know, I've had those before so bad that I didn't even drive that day because of it.
What is that? Final Des? Is it Final? Not yeah. Final Destination, is it?
Oh, like that log truck and stuff.
Yes. Okay, so it's like that. Anyway, so it really like shook me while I was driving, and I was so careful driving home, and I couldn't shake it. I was like, I'm getting in a wreck today. Something, it's gonna happen. It's just so. Then that night we had Pizza Hut for dinner, so I went to go get Pizza Hut. I got in a wreck, y'all. This lady backed into my car. Like, it wasn't a full-blown, like, wreck. Like, you know, total my car or anything. It was a little fender bender. But still, the odds of that happening when I'm sitting there thinking about it happening.
I think it's a glitch in the Matrix.
Well, here's the thing. I do this a lot. Like, I have little, like, something odd will pop in my head. And then it'll happen. And it can be the most random thing.
Is this kind of like when you didn't talk to me for 5 days because I cheated on you in your dream?
No, y'all, I had a dream. That wasn't what I wasn't talking to you about, because I texted you that morning and told you how mad I was. I had a dream that he was holding me down on my side and pouring a gallon of water in my ear. And then once the water got in my ear, he like stuffed cloth in my ear. So my brain was swimming, and I text him that morning. I was like, I am so mad at you right now. And he was like, I just woke up. What's going on? And I was like, you water tortured me last night. But it's never a dull moment at our house.
Not with you. With all your twitches and quirks.
My twitches and my psychic abilities.
And all the weird shit. You know, it's probably because you're messing with all that witch stuff.
What?
I don't know, all your stuff that you do. I don't know.
Well, at least you were supportive. I will give you that.
If this was 100, 200 years ago, you'd be on the stake.
Well, that would mean I'm doing something right, because those poor women back then. But we're not even going to get into that, because we don't have
the
time.
I think they were burned on the stake, were they?
No, none of them were ever burnt. They were hung and drowned and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah. Fun fact, none of the witches were ever burned at the stake.
I bet you're going to have some comments on that one.
They weren't. It's a actual... You know what? Because you said that, I'm looking it up right now.
Bum, bum, bum.
Take it away.
Take it away. World. Carmen Bride.
Witches.
You're a witch.
Burnt at the stake. Burning was favored more in Europe.
What about
I'm looking at Salem.
The witch trials. Because that's okay, what everybody knows. Here it is. Burned.
20 oh, people
make
were...
Make sure you watch Hubie Halloween.
Yes, watch Hubie's Halloween. 20 people were eventually executed as witches, but contrary to popular belief, none of the condemned was burned in the at the stake. So.
I think she's making it up, folks. Tell us what you think. Also, too... This is totally off subject.
Is it a spooky subject?
No.
Great.
Guys, we have no life at all, period. Yeah. I literally watch reruns of The Office all night and then the next night. We may watch a movie or a show in between sometimes, but mainly we're watching The Office until it starts back over. If you have any ideas of some shows that we can watch, please let us know. Because, don't get me wrong, I absolutely love The Office, but I can quote it verbatim. So, if you have any suggestions at all on some shows that we can watch, binge-worthy shows, please let us know. But, also, just good shows, please.
Nothing... You just made us sound like losers.
We are losers. I fell asleep. I remember earlier today, I've been home all day and then realized The Office has played all day long. And I've been on my phone a lot, but looking back at it, The Office started back over a minute ago.
It didn't, because I put it on the Office Superfan episodes
It was still on all day long. So if there's any suggestions, please let us know.
Yes. And I like paranormal shows more than anything. We just need to rewatch all the...
No, we're not watching Buff Nuts on there.
I love that show, all the ghost adventures.
His favorite movie's Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Okay, y'all. I think we've rambled enough tonight. This has been more of a Troy and Jen episode than anything else.
Speaking of, we haven't done one of those in a while.
Yeah, we will eventually get back to our other podcast, Free Ball and Uncut.
Wow.
I love the name of that. But I'm going to be honest, we've done 5 episodes, and that podcast is doing wonderful. So we can't really complain.
You know why, don't you?
Well, because we talk about what you want to talk about.
Right, I'm carrying the weight.
Your back's hurting.
I know.
All right, y'all. I hope y'all have a great week. Stay hydrated. It is spooky season. Y'all be happy. Make good choices. Am I leaving anything out?
No.
All right. We will see y'all next week.
Carmen, wait.
What?
Wait, you forgot the most important thing ever.
Oh my gosh, happy anniversary.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
What were you going to say? That's not what you
happy
were going to say.
Happy anniversary. That's exactly what I was going to say.
That's not at all.
But I just now happened to think about something as well.
What?
So, yeah. Happy anniversary.
What did you think of? It's going to be something awful.
No, you got to tell them my Bigfoot theory.
Oh, y'all, he texts me today at work, and he's like, hear me out. What if Bigfoot is just really blurry in real life, and that's why they can't get good pictures? Y'all
Maybe
know.
Maybe it's not the photographer's fault.
Y'all know.
What if Bigfoot is just is blurry, a big out-of-focus monster wandering around being all blurry and shit?
In so many episodes, he has complained that nobody can get a clear shot of Bigfoot, and he's come up with a theory.
But hey, we did manage to capture a damn rocket slamming into a comet billions of miles away, but we can't capture a 20-foot picture of damn Bigfoot. Come on. So maybe in just some real life, he's just blurry.
Maybe. I like it. All right. We're about to run out of time. Y'all have a great week, and we will see y'all next time. Happy anniversary to you. I know you've been dying to tell me that. And
yeah, I bet you have too, considering you forgot it not too long ago. Sure you love me deep down.
I do. All right. Bye, y'all.
Bye.